Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our subject today, the issue that we're speaking about today, our nation's faltering faith. Our nation's faltering faith. Our nation was built upon a faith in God's Word, faith in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And that was because, ladies and gentlemen, we had Bible in the schools. We had the opportunity to share the Lord Jesus Christ. Evangelism was a major emphasis in the churches across all denominational lines. Faith in God and the trust in God was that which permeated society, even in the political realm, those in the Beltway in Washington, the House and the Senate. But today, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the truth of it. That's not the fact. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, "I don't believe in God. Congressman's new proclamation sparked secularists' claim that others in Congress will be following his footsteps." I'll read a portion of this article, then we'll take our next caller. This article says, "A California congressman recently proclaimed he doesn't believe in God while addressing a secular activist group at the annual convention. Representative Jared Huffman, Democrat of California, made his views on non-existence of God extremely clear. Quote, "I feel like I have sort of become the surrogate representative for countless folks across the United States that identify as non-religious. As many of you know, I am the token humanist in Congress," the congressman said. "Others tend to be coy about their lack of faith or their stand on faith, but he said he's come right out and said it. Quote, I'm a humanist. I don't believe in God." Further, he says, "I don't believe in religious tests. I don't believe my religion is at all important to the people I represent. And I think there's too much religion in politics today," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the person that's in the Congress, of course, you have to look at it with a little understanding, is coming out of California. But ladies and gentlemen, what you find in full-fledged, in-your-face in California today is rampantly as a juggernaut going across America. What I've said for many, many years, if you want to know where America is going in 5 years or 15 years, just look at what's happening in the UK today, and that is a picture of where we will be in 5, 6, or 10 years in America. And ladies and gentlemen, it's showing up now across different spectrums, and especially the socialist, Marxist, communist, BLM, democratic leadership and houses and senates across America, in our states, and in the Beltway in Washington. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, I'm not surprised, to be honest, to hear the Democrat. At least he's honest and he's saying, you know, what we all know. They just express it in public because they know that the people is going to be like, wait a minute, you know what I mean? Do you see the number of so-called Catholics? Well, they're not newborn, so what can we expect? Supporting abortion and voting for that nonsense on the Democratic Party. But it's, to me, it's not a shocker for the Democrat to say those things, at least he's honest. My issue is with the conservatives. Many of them are so-called Christians, and they support all kind of nonsense, just like the mayor here in Jacksonville. He just bowed down to the gay mafia, and he's supposed to be a member of one of the churches here in town. So I wonder what kind of Christianity he practiced, you know what I mean? But that's one of the problems that we have. The other issue that I have is with the so-called conservatives is, I hear, wasn't it Ted Cruz saying the other day, the Florida, you know, is the blueprint for the conservatives. They, you know, because they pull a lot of my community votes. I don't know what the percentage, but it was a huge number that went toward the conservatives. And I guess Ted Cruz is only Hispanic in name because he doesn't know our community. Because he said that it's time for take a strong stand on family values. That's what the Latino community is for. And I'm like, wait a minute. If you don't know that, what are you waiting for to speak? You know, because one day start messing with our families, with our kids, and take our rights as parents, that's a huge no-no. The same thing with abortion. But my problem is they don't have, I don't know, they don't speak loud and clear. That's what the American people wants to hear. You know what I mean? This is what we are against, and this is why we don't agree. But when you speak this way, you're telling us, you know what I mean? Hey, we are on your side. But they just like in the middle, they don't want to compromise, they want to sound nice towards everybody, they don't want to offend nobody. You got that weak liberal in California saying that thing, you think he cares? He doesn't care. Why we the Republicans don't do that? That's my issue, brother. I don't get it. That's my comment. I don't know what you comment on that, what you think about that. But I mean,
Jose, I'm in full agreement. What we have is what I call mealy mouth, lackadaisical, fear of confrontation coming out of the so-called conservatives or the Republican Party, which made up primarily of rhinos anymore, Republican in name only. But one of the major problems that lost this election or that caused the election to be so minusculely successful for the conservatives because the conservatives in name, the Republican Party, those running for office, they were fearful of being called election deniers. They were fearful of having the possibility of losing a vote from the sodomite community or from the transgender community or from the woke culture, cancel cultural community. And as a result of that, they lost for the most part anyway. I believe, as you said, Jose, it's time that we speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. I think it's time we recognize that we need to have a spiritual spine and backbone that mandates we say something and do something. The Lord Jesus called them whited sepulchers. He spoke out very directly. The Apostle Paul spoke out and confronted sin and evil and wicked men very directly. And that is the, if you please, the template, the Christian, we need to do so in love, but we need to take that stand.
Yes, and that's my point, brother. When you see the governor of West Virginia, that state, he won because he spoke and he didn't make any excuses. He just went straight to the point. He said, wait a minute, we are going to give the rights back to the parents. Who are we to tell them what to do with their kids? The same thing happened in Florida with our great governor, DeSantis. And look at what happened here. But the rest of the nation, those rhinos, they are so afraid. I don't know why they're so afraid. You see those liberals, they're not afraid of anything. They just say what they have to say, and you got the insane crowd of voters that follow them like brainwash, you know what I mean? Like they don't care, you know what I mean? Why they don't speak our language? Pro-family, we believe in God, we want lower taxes, you know what I mean? We want to limit the government, we want to cut spending, we are pro-family, we are against it. Why they don't make it clear? But it's like in a murky, you know, what eyes maybe now you ask people and people don't know what the Republican agenda is. The liberals
exactly
don't
right. In fact, across America in this election, there was no question. That's N-O, no question as to where the socialist, Marxist, Democratic Party stood because they verbalized it. But there was a great question about where the Republicans were standing in state after state after state after state. You take the state of Arizona with the one running for governor, Carrie Lake. She didn't mind taking a stand. This is where I stand. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to rework things in the governor's office for the total state. We're going to change this fraudulent election process, et cetera, et cetera. And up until the batch of voters that were finally started to be counted, Carrie Lake was winning. And then all of a sudden, the one that's the Secretary of State, the one that's in charge of her own election team, is now looking like is going to pull it out to win. And she will be the one, as Secretary of State, will be the one that will be certifying her own win in the election if, in fact, Carrie Lake loses the governorship of Arizona.
Yeah, it is sad, brother. It's an uphill battle against the media. Because what I hear about that lady, she never had a debate. She says, sorry. Oh, politician, and she was a twice convicted racist. That is in court, but the media didn't say anything about it. Where were the Ramos? Where were the Acostas questioning? Where were the liberal media? So it's an uphill battle. But my point is, if the conservatives speak our language, what we believe in, the people say, wait a minute, I'm not for that. I'm for this, so I'm going to vote for this group of people. But they don't do that. That's my point, brother. Have a blessed day. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments, Jose. You're right on target. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious subject, our nation's faltering faith. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. We'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts and concern? Are you concerned about, do you see, do you recognize a lack of faith in God in America today? I'm looking at an article that speaks volumes about it. In fact, Barner has done several reports lately. Franklin Graham has made comments about it lately. Says new Barna research reveals extent of America's loss of faith. Last year, the Cultural Research Center of Arizona Christian University, under the direction of George Barner, conducted a national survey and found only 6% of American adults have a biblical worldview. The Cultural Research Center previously released the results of three other worldview studies and surveys conducted. There are three worldviews that the Barner Report brings out here. The first of these concluded that America's dominant worldview is syncretism, which is actually a worldview all about and rather a desperate, irreconcilable collection of beliefs that people paste together to suit themselves each day. The second survey concluded that America's most popular worldview is what can be called moralistic therapeutic deism. Components of this worldview include belief in a God who remains distant from the people's lives and the universal purpose of life of being happy and feeling good about oneself, end quote. The third survey found that the millennials are substantially more likely than previous American generations to totally reject biblical principles in favor of a more worldly spiritual perspective and practices. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a declension of faith in God that America has not seen heretofore. And ladies and gentlemen, we find that lack of faith, that diminishing faith that causes a major, major, major rebuttal to a Christian in the workplace, in the marketplace. It seems that today anything or everything or anyone that points to or embraces faith are summarily canceled by our woke cancel culture. And America, I believe, is rapidly becoming a post-Christian nation as a result of it. Our entire culture today, ladies and gentlemen, including pastors and our churches, appear to have simply abandoned our Christian faith and our Christian heritage. According to the latest survey by the Barner Report, Barner Research Group, only 4% of executive pastors have a biblical worldview. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a point in the direction that we have lost our way in America with the faith in God diminishing. Secondly, only 37% of preaching pastors hold a biblical worldview. Third, only 12% of youth pastors and educational pastors have a biblical worldview. And ladies and gentlemen, listen. Only 4% of today's millennials, 4% of today's millennials have a biblical worldview, and of that 4% with a biblical worldview as they postulate it, 57% of those believe that same-sex marriage, in other words, sodomite marriage, is okay. They believe that the use of drugs, marijuana and other drugs, are okay. They believe that lying is okay if it the circumstances demands it. Today, ladies and gentlemen, most so-called Christian denominations have embraced the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and the murder by way of abortion and seem to not have any problem with that whatsoever. In fact, here's an article that says, court rules on Biden's scheme to rewrite the law to say sex means gender identity. Now, perhaps you've not heard this. Listen, let me read the headline again. The court rules on Biden's scheme to rewrite the law to say that the word sex means gender identity. A federal district court has just rejected Joe Biden's scheme to simply change federal law by redefining sex as to mean gender identity. Sexual orientation are a myriad of other alternatives that contemporary society has created. The ruling will protect not only female athletes, but also doctors who have been under attack by the Biden administration as it tries to vastly expand the reach of the very narrow decision that allows same-sex marriages in America, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we are facing today a major, major, major declension in our faith in God. And keep in mind, the Lord Jesus is the one that asked the question. The Lord Jesus in Luke 18:8 simply asked the question, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And that's a powerful question, and it demands to be reviewed and understood. And my answer is, based on the context of that question, the answer is no. And we're finding that taking place today more than ever in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says another Texas megachurch and 58 Louisiana churches leave the United Methodist Church amid the LGBTQ schism. United Methodist Church, the UMC, is accelerating its move to become more accepting of LGBTQ people, leading to more divisions within the denomination and more departures from that group. Each of the church's five U.S. jurisdictions met separately this month to approve measures where the LGBTQIA plus people will be protected, affirmed, empowered, and welcomed. Also, the church's second openly gay bishop was elected. Conservatives say the developments will only accelerate the exit from one of the nation's largest Protestant denominations. At least 300 U.S. congregations have already left the UMC this year, according to the United Methodist Church News Service. Hundreds more are in the process of leaving, and that number could reach the low thousands by the end of next year. Many are headed for a newly formed conservative denomination known as the Global Methodist Church. The new denomination was established by former conservative leaders from the UMC. It followed a biblical New Testament doctrine that does not recognize same-sex marriage. Ladies and gentlemen, any denomination, and by the way, just as a little parenthetical footnote to that, every mainline denomination in America today, either to a greater or lesser extent or degree, have embraced the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle and agenda. They've embraced murder by way of abortion in some fashion. They've adopted and embraced the Planned Parenthood mantra that every woman has a right over her own body. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the decline in America, and it's in the same proportion as we see the declension of faith in the United States of America today. But, ladies and gentlemen, there is a little glimmer of hope in some of this. That little glimmer of hope is found in some of those that had made the transition, the sexual transition. About 146,000 in America have been butchered, and the botched surgeries of removing healthy breast and removing healthy male sex organs, ladies and gentlemen, in order to do the transition. And there's some now that's coming forward in a deep, deep sense of regret and saying that they were lied to, deceived by their teachers, their spiritual leaders, the hospitals, and the doctors that butchered their bodies. Here's an article that says, ex-trans teen to sue Kaiser permeate over gender transition as a minor. Nicole Cole, Chloe Cole, who was prescribed puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and then had her breasts removed when she was 15, says she will sue the medical group and hospital that facilitated the gender transition as a minor she now deeply regrets. Quote, the adults who were supposed to take care of me and guide me as a child failed to do so, and they will have to take responsibility. And it goes on to talk about the suit that's been filed against an organization that is called Kaiser Foundation Hospitals and several doctors that performed and or supervised and or advised transgender hormone therapy and surgical intervention of Chloe Cole, when she was between 13 and 17 years of age. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm praying that more and more, in fact, there's several dozen now that have banded together and come out and saying that we were deceived, we were lied to, and ladies and gentlemen, there is that little glimmer of hope. But we are traveling down this declension as a result of the lack of faith in God in America. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Isn't it funny that we, isn't it funny, ironic, that not funny, ha-ha, that it is, we need to be 18 years old to buy a pack of, or 21 to buy booze, I think it is, and 18 to buy cigarettes or tobacco products, I believe. But we let children decide whether they feel like a man or a woman, or boy or a girl, and we'll let them make life-changing, life-altering decisions about that. But one thing I wanted to comment about was I was listening the other night to a recent show by Mark Levine on Life, Liberty, and Levine, and he was pointing out that Mitch McConnell, he controls so much of the Republican funds for reelections and for elections, and he actually did not fund the man that was running in Arizona, and he did not fund, he pulled out of funding the guy that was running in New Hampshire, both of whom stood a very good chance. But he spent $9 million funding a rhino in Colorado who lost and never really had much of a chance of winning. And so, I mean, my husband always says he won't give to the Republicans anymore. He'll give to a candidate, but not to Republicans.
Tell him I second that motion.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's so infuriating. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Miranda, you're exactly right. We're watching today a major, major, major declension in our nation's morals, ethics, and values. And it's as a result, I believe, based on the Word of God, there's a declension in our faith in God as a nation. In fact, to further point that out, I'm looking at an article that says, Sports Star says God created Adam and Eve and all Hades breaks loose. A retired soccer star whose opinion about gender based on biblical standards appeared at a social media has been given suspended 10-month jail term for believing that men are men and women are women, and God created them. The abuse by the justice system in Greece, retired football legend, goes on to talk about the game that he played, etc. His comments on social media came to his opposition to a new law that would have lowered the age in the nations for legally change of one's gender to only 15. He initially responded, quote, I hope that the first sex change will be made to the children of those who voted for this abomination, end quote. He suggested lawmakers there may well legalize pedophilia and complete their crimes against nature. Later he wrote about his biblical beliefs. God created Adam and Eve, he said, citing the Bible and explaining his faith-based objection to the extreme gender ideology and the redefinition of marriage in his nation. Anyone can have his preferences, whether it is a man or a woman, and I completely respect that. For me, however, a couple is only a man and a woman. The rest are just together. I'm not going to accept all the weddings and all the parades and everything else as they are maybe called normal, end quote. Are the powers that be in our world today bent on severely punishing anyone and everyone who believes that the Bible is true, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage very clearly that across the nations and here in America, we're finding a major declension in faith and trust in God. And as a result of that, we're embracing every immoral, ungodly, unholy faction and factor that is taking place. I'm looking at an article, headlines, Christian faith in America has never been at a lower point, according to Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham weighs in on the new study by Barner that suggests that Americans are rapidly losing their religious faith, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly right. And a good example, a good illustration of recognizing that we're losing our Christian faith is that across the nation, we have some 30-plus states today that have embraced and passed legislation and becoming law to allow not just medical marijuana, but the recreational use of marijuana. And that has resurfaced with Sleepy Joe Biden speaking. In fact, they were discussing it on Fox News this morning about 6 or 6:30 in the morning, that Joe Biden is now coming out and he is talking about pushing the House of Representatives to go ahead and pass legislation that will allow the legalization of marijuana on a national level. Looking at an article, a statement from President Joe Biden on marijuana reform. As I often said during my campaign for president, no one should be in jail for using or possessing marijuana. Today I'm announcing three steps that I am taking to end the failed approach to make marijuana illegal. First, I'm announcing a pardon of all federal offenses of simple possession of marijuana. I have directed the Attorney General to develop an administrative process for the issuance of certificates of pardon to eligible individuals. Secondly, I'm urging all governors to do the same with regard to the state offenses. Third, I'm asking the Secretary of Health and Human Services, the Attorney General, to initiate the administrative process to review expeditiously how marijuana is scheduled under federal law. Finally, even as federal and state regulations on marijuana change, important limitations on trafficking, marketing, underage sales should stay in place, he said. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the declension of America in the total perspective of what we're seeing in the declension of our faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible, and in God himself. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about legalizing marijuana, we've already talked about legalizing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, legalizing murder by way of abortion. We're seeing the diminishing and the destruction of morals and ethics and values, and it's because we are losing our faith. When we talk about today, nationwide, ladies and gentlemen, less than 6% of professing Christian adults have a biblical worldview. If we've lost the biblical worldview, we have lost our faith, and Jesus says, when I return, I'm paraphrasing Luke 18:8, when I return, will there be found any faith on earth? And ladies and gentlemen, based on the context of that statement, the answer is no. We do have hope if we turn back to God and embrace him. There is hope. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.